Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, we have some major breaking news, and I want to do this video in a more raw, candid format once again, because I am so sick of the President of the United States relentlessly getting rolled by Vladimir Putin. I mean, he gets rolled by a bunch of world leaders, but the Putin one is uniquely frustrating because, again, Trump promised he would end this war on day one, that it never would have happened, that it's actually quite easy to end this war. But since he's gotten into office, we've seen this title 100 different times. This says, Russia launches record number of drones at Ukraine after latest Trump-Putin phone call. This article was posted on July 4th, today. Today is July 4th. But the thing is, this same article was written 2 weeks back when Trump and Putin did their last phone call, and 2 weeks before that. Every single time Putin and Trump do a phone call, Putin intentionally disrespects and makes a joke out of Trump by launching the largest drone strike possible. Every single time Russia breaks the previous record by launching even more drones, that is an intentional dig at Trump. It's as if Putin is saying, look at me. Look at this guy. He thinks he can call me and tell me what to do. He can't. I will do more and more drone strikes and escalate even further. And Trump is so dumb that either, number one, he doesn't read his daily press briefings. We know that's true. So he might not even know about the strikes. If he does know about the strikes, he doesn't care because he's apathetic and thinks it's both sides, or because he's sympathetic towards Putin more so than Zelensky due to his narcissism. But to continue, we also have articles like this. Trump says no progress on Ukraine in call with Putin. This is the same call that happened just yesterday where Putin basically flattered Trump the entire time. We have reports that they talked about the 4th of July. They talked about American Independence Day. And Putin was able to successfully reroute the conversation away from Russia and Ukraine because Putin's smart. Putin is a smart dude. And the bar is low. You just have to be smarter than Donald Trump. And Putin is pretty uniquely smart. I mean, he doesn't know what he's doing in this war, but he knows how to manipulate and psychologically play games with people that are dumber than him. That's what he's doing with Donald Trump. That's why Russia Today, sorry, not Russia Today, the Moscow Times, same thing. They said, and they're reporting on this, Putin congratulates Trump on U.S. Independence Day during hour-long call. And it's a very happy article about how the call lasted 1 hour and they were on the same wavelength. And Putin announced the call and said he was very excited. And afterwards, they talked about, you know, Independence Day. Get out of here. There is no better day than to make actually a breakdown on the war in Ukraine than U.S. Independence Day. Because I want the independence the U.S. has been able to experience until, you know, Donald Trump came into the picture. I want that type of independence to be allowed at every single sovereign nation across the planet, including Ukraine, including Russia. Russia has the right to its own borders, but Russia doesn't seem to understand that because they want the right to other people's borders. Ukraine is a sovereign nation. It was recognized as a sovereign nation when the Soviet Union dissolved by even Russia. When they signed the Budapest Memorandum, Russia said that Ukraine is a sovereign state that will be protected, but Vladimir Putin doesn't care about signing deals. He doesn't care about like writing ink on a paper. That means nothing to him. And Trump doesn't understand that. Trump thinks he can still sign a peace deal with Vladimir Putin, which is incredibly naive. Jay from Kyiv says, here's what Putin did immediately after getting off the phone with Trump. And you see the barrage of missiles on this map. In this image right here, Republican Representative Don Bacon says, Mr. President, your policy towards Russia is not working. And listen, a Republican is actually beginning to shred Trump for Russia, but he's not running for re-election. It's funny, when they're not running for re-election, they're able to give their true opinion. Representative Don Bacon said, Mr. President, your policy towards Russia is not working. While we negotiate, Putin bombs Ukrainian cities. Here's Kyiv today. It is time to change strategy. We and our allies must arm Ukraine to the teeth, and we need the toughest sanctions. Putin is mocking you and America. I actually totally agree. I totally agree with this Republican because arming Ukraine to the teeth is peace through strength. And I always see a lot of people in the comments spreading these conspiracy theories saying, Adam, The only reason this war started in the first place is because the United States provoked Russia. That is an awful argument. That is the same type of argument as like, oh, this person was asking to get beat up or asking to get assaulted because of their actions. No, Ukraine was trying to look for allies in the West. Ukraine was trying to, you know, become more Western aligned. That's why they elected Zelensky. Putin saw the election of Zelensky as a huge threat because he wants to have, you know, total control over every country in the region, and he wants to restore the former Soviet empire. So when I see a lot of people in the comments saying, Adam, the United States provoked Russia, what are you talking about? We didn't provoke Russia into doing anything. Russia's a big boy. They're the ones that decided to launch a unilateral invasion after they invaded Georgia in 2008, after they invaded Crimea in 2014. In 2008, we didn't provoke them. They decided to invade Georgia. They've invaded country after country after country. We're not provoking them. You're just feeding the Russian narrative when you say that. Sorry, that was a side tangent at some comments and emails that I get. The Poland minister said, massive Russian attack last night has caused fires and much damage, including to the Polish consulate in Kyiv. President Trump, Putin is mocking your peace efforts. Please restore supplies of anti-aircraft ammunition to Ukraine and impose new tough sanctions on Russia. Here's Trump talking about his call with Putin.
President Zelensky tomorrow, early in the morning, and yeah, I'm very disappointed with the conversation I had today with President Putin, because I don't think he's there. I don't think he's there. And I'm very disappointed. Well, it's not, I'm just saying, I don't think he's looking to stop.
Oh, you now come to this conclusion. Dude, you yelled at Zelensky 3 months ago or so. You called him a dictator. You said he didn't have the cards. You made Zelensky lay down arms and said that, you know, Putin was likely to lay down arms too, but Putin never did. Over and over and over, we've gotten the same exact article. Russia launches record number of drones at Ukraine after latest Trump-Putin phone call. I have made about six different videos about the same article, and it's actually really beginning to piss me off. I mean, it's been pissing me off for a while. I want you to check out Kalen. I'm going to link his socials in the description, but he's in Kyiv while they're being bombed overnight. You got to watch this video.
So that is not a cloud. It's smoke. It's smoke because the capital of Ukraine here in Kyiv is burning because Russia put 12 ballistic missiles and 4 cruise missiles into the city, and there's now 40 fires, and it looks apocalyptic. But something is happening, and that's there are street cleaners waking up and putting away trash. There are people getting out of the metro, and it's 5:30 a.m., but there's already coffee shops opening back up. And the smoke is going to clear, and it's actually a beautiful blue sky day here in Ukraine. And people are going to get back on with their lives, because that's what Ukrainians do. Russia are doing this because Putin isn't getting what he wants. He's not getting the land he wants to steal on the front line, not at the rate he wants. And his plan B, like a coward, is to try and terrify the population, to try and get Ukrainians to submit and give up fighting. But it's not going to work. Every single time Russia launches an attack on Ukraine, people here get more resilient. They don't give up. In fact, they celebrate life even more. Yesterday at 5:30, I went for a walk, and I saw people playing the piano, looking over at their city, looking over at the Dnipro River, holding hands, giving each other flowers, because that's what Ukraine is. And again, people are going to get back to their normal lives. And you can try and terrify a population as much as you want, but here it has the opposite effect. Again, this smoke, it's going to clear and it's going to reveal the beautiful, beautiful sunrise.
Absolutely well said. Michael McCall, representative, said senior U.S. military officials have concluded that providing these critical weapons to Ukraine will not endanger U.S. readiness. So I urge the administration to quickly get the pipeline back up and running. He then tries to frame it in a positive way. He says Pentagon officials halting weapons only weakens President Trump's noble attempts at peace. He's like manipulating Trump. He's flattering Trump. He's saying you're very noble. You're attempting peace, but just attempt it by actually arming Ukraine and actually helping them out for one time in your life. Donald Trump is perhaps the weakest leader we could have at this time. And for somebody who said that Kamala Harris was weak or that Joe Biden was weak, he has no clue what he's doing. Kamala was right when she said that Putin was going to eat his lunch. And now on Independence Day, I just want to leave you guys with this. Every nation deserves independence. Every nation deserves sovereign borders, including Palestine, too. I mean, of course, it's worth talking about Palestine. Palestine deserves borders, or I guess Gaza, to be more specific. Israel deserves borders. I think that Ukraine deserves borders that aren't being constantly ran over by Russia. It is disgusting and despicable, and I'm going to leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.